From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, the Montego Bay City Run helping scores of students with their school expenses. Stay tuned to find out how they are sharing the love. Dozens of students from secondary and tertiary institutions in Montego Bay have received scholarships and donations totaling $4.5 million, which will go a far way in helping them to complete their studies. The money was donated through the Montego Bay City Run Scholarship Fund, following the 5 and 10K race events held earlier this year. A sum of $1.3 million was disbursed to cover the tuition of students at the University of the West Indies Western Jamaica campus, while $700,000 sums were allocated to Montego Bay Community College and the University of Technology each. Meanwhile, Sam Sharp Teachers College students will benefit from $200,000. Chairman of the Mobay City Run Organizing Committee, Janet Silvera, says initially, the need outweighed the resources available, forcing the team to find creative solutions to raise funds outside of the proceeds from the event.
For the first time this year, because of the shortage of funding or the amount that we made at the run this year, we decided to introduce an adopt a student program. And we reached out to members of the diaspora. And take it from me, the people in the diaspora want to help back home.
She says the support has been good so far, with more offers for help coming through the diaspora.
So far, we have had 10 commitments, and we have had members of the diaspora helping 7 students so far, adopting them and helping to pay their school fees, helping to buy shoes, bags, books, you name it.
Mount Alvernia High School also received $500,000 towards the school's building fund, while the remaining sum of $1.1 million is being disbursed to individual students attending various high schools in Western Jamaica. University of Technology Western Campus student Shanique Corbett explains that the donation she received was a lifesaver. As a single mom, she was finding it difficult to make ends meet and to pay her tuition until she received the call from the organizing committee.
This year, I was like, okay, this is the end. Nobody giving me no money. I am not working. Oh, and my son started school. What am I going to do? Which I don't think you guys understand how overwhelmed I am. Because as a single mother, you have to put your child first.
UA Western student Joy Odusanjo is a repeat beneficiary. She is now able to complete her studies at nursing school, having benefited twice from the run.
After having to sit out a year due to lack of finances to start university, I recall coming to UA's orientation with no plan whatsoever regarding how I was going to finance my tertiary education. I am extremely grateful for the assistance the Mobay City Run Scholarship has afforded me once more.
The Mobay City Run is a 10K and 5K run-walk event, which is held in May each year. Since its inception in 2013, $15 million have been donated in scholarships to needy students. Plans are already underway to host next year's event on May 5, beginning at 6 a.m. Before we go, the Sandals Foundation and Great Shape Inc. are calling on residents across Westmoreland and St. Elizabeth to take advantage of 3 weeks of free dental services as part of the 1,000 Smiles Project. Clinics run Mondays to Fridays until October 5. Clinic locations are the United Church located in Brompton, St. Elizabeth, and Triumphant Church of Jesus Christ Apostolic in Belmont District, as well as the Torrington Wesleyan Holiness Church in Westmoreland. At each clinic, residents will have access to free teeth cleanings, fillings, and extractions. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.